everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites. If this is your first time joining the show, thank you so much for checking us out. Consider subscribing if you are interested in all things real estate and social media. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. If we haven't already connected on Instagram, I would love to connect with you there as well. I share weekly trainings on social media, specifically on Instagram, on how to build your personal brand and create content that's engaging. You can find me by my name at chelsea.pites, and I also offer free Instagram bio audits. All you have to do is come over, follow me, and let me know that you came from the show. Really excited to be solo today. We're going to be talking about one of the guides that Facebook has recently posted on their creator blog. Now, you may or may not know this, but Facebook really takes some time to put together some super helpful guides. And I think that a lot of folks who use Facebook don't know where to find them. So I'm going to put a link in the show notes. But like I mentioned, it's called the Facebook Creators Blog. They actually have several different blogs. I don't know why they just don't have one where they put all the helpful information. But no surprise, Facebook and Instagram are going very, very heavy into video. You may or may not know this, but Instagram has 5 different types of video content, or places I should say that you can create video, whether it's short form micro content all the way up to long form live streaming or recorded content. So no surprise, video is huge on Facebook and Instagram's radar. And I think it's really interesting to take a look at some of the tips that they're giving. And I, you know me, I like to look at the why behind the tips that they are giving. So the guide that I'm going to be linking that you can download yourself is called Best Practices for Video Creators. Straight, simple, and to the point, right? So when you open up this guide, it has a lot of stuff in here. And the first page, it goes right into summarizing the 6 tips for essentially maintaining production and maximizing your content library. So they're really encouraging people to put as much video content and to continue creating it consistently. When I read maintaining production, in my mind, that says, hey, we want you to be consistent. So in here, they have 6 different tips. The first one, and I'm going to go into all of these, is to go live. Now, I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. However, I am going to focus on some of the nuances of their newer live producer and what you can do with that, because I think that's something that not a lot of users who've gone live have used in the past, especially because a lot of us are going live on our mobile devices. From my understanding, live producer is something that you can only go live from your actual sort of desktop, your website, facebook.com. So we'll talk about that. Reposting, number 2. Now, this is interesting to me because we've talked about how these platforms really prefer fresh, original content. So this was interesting to me because Facebook is actually saying, hey, you should go back and look at your metrics and find your greatest hits and repost them and then make a couple of changes. So we'll talk about that. Number 3 is bulk upload. Uploading your bulk back catalog. So if you have multiple videos that maybe you've either saved to your computer, maybe you've posted them elsewhere and you want to put them on Facebook, you can easily do that with some of their new tools. Number 4 is organizing using playlist and series tools. Now, in my mind, I think I had been using the words playlist and series interchangeably, mainly because YouTube has the word playlist, Facebook has the word playlist, Instagram uses the word series. So I want to break down what the differences are between each one of those and when you might use them. Then we have number 5, which is create or join. And what they mean by that is a relevant challenge and inviting fans to participate. So something that might be trending. And then number 6 is highlight. So this is specific to stories content. So in their video creator tips, they're going definitely into like this one niche of Facebook stories. So we're going to talk about that as well. Now, what's interesting is that most of these you can apply to both your personal profile and also your Facebook business page. But some of them are only going to be for a Facebook business page, I believe, at least for a period of time. I have heard and read that there may be auto-generated captions coming out for personal profiles. Right now, you can get them on your page in that content. So I'm excited for that because 80% of social media videos are watched without the sound on. So having that context, those captions are absolutely going to increase your engagement and your reach on those videos. So some of these things may or may not currently apply to both profiles and pages. I believe all of these tips here are going to be relevant to pages for sure. A lot of their guides specifically focus on Facebook page content. So let's dive into the six tips. The very first one, as I mentioned, is going live. And in this document, they talk about going live with what they call advanced streaming software. So Facebook Live has been around for a number of years. I think I talked about this in earlier shows where one day I decided to go live on my desktop. Usually I don't go live on my desktop because vertical video outperforms. And if you've listened to my other recent podcast with Scott Shapiro, who is the global head of real estate for Facebook, that was the one tip he wanted everyone to walk away with. So I don't want to send a mixed signal because vertical video is still outperforming because it does take up so much of the feed space. That's how we hold our devices. We're looking at it on mobile. However, there are a lot of opportunities for you to create content that's more in landscape. If you're having maybe like a show or you're interviewing someone, that might be an occasion where you want to have a landscape video because you are inviting somebody to come on live with you. Typically, you're using a third-party streaming software system. Now, we're going to go through here and I'm going to demystify some of the lingo. As a quote from this section, it says, "When you go live on Facebook, it immediately notifies your fans and followers at the top of their news feeds, enabling quicker discovery and a shorter path to tune in and engagement. In addition to appearing on pages and in the news feed, live videos are also eligible for distribution in Facebook Watch, helping more people to discover your videos." So Facebook Watch is kind of like the explore page in Instagram, but just for videos. And they also have some shows that have been created and are only shared to watch. I believe MTV had a couple of shows that were created expressly for Facebook Watch. I personally haven't spent as much time in that section. My prediction is they likely will start pushing more people to consume video content in the actual watch tab. Now they go on to talk about these advanced features. It says you can go live using a camera and streaming software. Now this is where the lingo comes in. They refer to this as encoding software or an encoder. So when you go to your desktop and you click go live, you'll be able to see the new setup called Live Producer. I believe at this time you can still go back to the old way if you were used to how that looked. But what this new Live Producer allows you to do is it allows you to use a third-party encoding software. It allows you to make your live streams look a bit more professional, where you can have sort of that lower two-thirds, you can have your logos on there. So that is something to be aware of, that you are likely going to have to use some sort of third-party software if you want to really elevate the professionalism of that live stream. Now it does say in this document, if you want to learn more about the encoding software options, you can just click this hyperlink in this PDF and they'll take you to a list of information. And then it says, once you've had your encoding software and camera installed, you're ready to go live using Live Producer, which is the new way to go live on Facebook using a customized setup and streaming software. So they are promoting people using these third-party streaming softwares, which in my mind says we'd like you to really consider this more of a up-leveled professional type of show. And it says, we recommend checking out this advanced Facebook Live guide, which is again another link, for planning shows or larger virtual events using Live Producers. So that makes sense, especially in the last few months as we've been doing a lot of virtual events, that they would elevate the opportunity for your platform to go a little bit more professional, larger scale, perhaps for virtual conferences or virtual meetings. So definitely going live with the advanced streaming software, Live Producer, is something that they are definitely recommending. Now, number two is talking about reposting, sort of that evergreen content. And the first line of this section says, bring new life into your older content by digging into your archive to find evergreen, timely, and topical content that may be suitable to repost. So suitable is the key word. They're wanting you to find specific videos. They want you to be strategic and mindful also about how often you're reposting content. You need to be going through and looking at the metrics and seeing which ones outperformed. And it does say, make sure you're selecting relevant and retentive videos, meaning go for the videos where you can see the metrics on how long people watched. If people are watching the majority of your video, that would be a good one to repost. If they didn't watch the majority of your video, then that's probably not a good one to repost. It does also say posting content from your archives instead of recent videos. They are saying do not repost your recent videos. And then it goes on to say, and adding new titles and descriptions to keep it fresh. It says check your performance insights to find videos that indicate high watch times and retentive viewership, such as videos with high minute viewed counts. So remember, they have changed where you can see these insights for your business pages. Again, this is business page content. Right now, we can't look at our profile videos and see what the minutes viewed is. I hope that will come and roll out to your profiles as well. But any video that you are putting on your business page, so let's say you have a video that you put on your personal, you could definitely upload it into your business page. On the business page, they've moved the insights to Facebook Creator Studio, which is a free website. If you haven't already been using it, definitely check it out. I've been using that to schedule my posts for my Facebook business page. That will have a dashboard of insights where you can look through your videos and your content. Not only can you schedule out your posts, but you can see your insights, your data, and your analytics. So go into Creator Studio, go into Performance Insights, and you're going to want to sort your videos by minutes viewed. And then it says you can create a new post using the same video in Creator Studio. So, okay, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? That's great. Go back to some videos that performed, you know, over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and pull that out if it's evergreen content. Number three is bulk upload your back catalog. Now it says if you're interested in bringing your back catalog to Facebook, Bulk Uploader and Bulk Actions streamline video publishing by enabling you to upload and manage content in bulk. What they are referring to is Creator Studio again. Using Creator Studio, you can essentially upload up to 50 videos at one time, which I think is really nice. You can select the video files that you want to upload. You can choose the page you want to upload those videos to. So if you have multiple pages, you can decide where those go. You can then edit the titles, descriptions, tags, other metadata while those videos are uploading. And then you can select your desired publishing option for each video. You can either publish them now, schedule, save as draft, premiere, or even backdate. And once those videos are processed, they will then be viewable in your content library tab. So if you do have videos that you have housed on your website or YouTube or wherever you might be posting them, now might be the time to go in there and upload those videos. Now it says also, bulk actions will be available for videos that have already been published. These are smarter editing tools that will enable you to apply settings or take actions on videos in bulk. So if you want to, let's say, not only upload videos, but let's say you want to edit the titles and descriptions of a whole bunch of videos at once. So you'll be also able to do bulk actions. So that's number three. Number four is organizing your content with playlists and series. And I want to spend a little bit of time on this because I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that there are even the options of creating those two playlists and series within your Facebook business page. Now, again, this is not available, to my knowledge, on your personal profile. I hope it does come out there soon, but on your business pages, absolutely. So if you have buyer tips, seller tips, mortgage tips, you can kind of theme that content together. Playlists, according to Facebook, are a simple, flexible way to organize both new and existing videos into themes or genres with accompanying distribution benefits, okay? So that means that if you have 20 videos about buying a new home and you have 10 videos about selling your home, you could put all those videos about selling your home into one theme or one playlist and vice versa. Now, another really important part that I want to highlight, it says with accompanying distribution benefits. So what they're saying is that playlists increase your videos distribution. And how they do that, it says it's through related content recommendations, helping you reach and grow loyal audiences. That's a quote directly from here. So think of YouTube where you get those recommendations. Oh, if you liked this video, you might like this video. So according to Facebook, if you take your videos on your Facebook page and you put them in playlists, which is very easy to do, I've done this, it's going to increase your video's distribution, which I think is awesome. Viewers can also click to open playlists from posts in newsfeed. When those videos are uploaded into a playlist, they're showcased prominently on your business page. They're kind of at the top of the video section. And when viewers open a playlist from your page or newsfeed, it will play back in the order that you have told it to play. So if you've selected, this is video number 1, 2, 3, etc. Now, this is a cool thing too. Playlists have a unique URL that you can share with people. So if you want to share your entire buyer's playlist, so here's a list of all my videos, definitely check these out. Think about how you could use your Facebook business page in these playlists almost as your website, almost as your pre-meeting with a client. Oh, if you have these questions about, you know, this type of topic, here's a link to my playlist in my Facebook page. Go check out my videos. So it says, consider creating new playlists or fan favorite moments and other theme topics using the full videos that already exist. If you have access to the original video files, you can also edit the originals into cut down versions and organize them in new playlists made of clipped videos. Interesting. Now let's talk about series and what the difference between a playlist and a series is. Series is going to allow viewers to watch your videos across, of course, Facebook Watch, search, and newsfeed. But it's going to allow you to create them more in a chronological order. So playlist is sort of a theme, okay? All buyers videos, all seller videos. But series is meant to be watched in a specific order. So if you want people to, okay, watch this one first, then you're going to watch this one, that is more of what a series would be. So it also talks about, it gives you the flexibility to show episodes in chronological order to support a narrative story arc across multiple episodes, as well as seasons, brand logos, and trailers. Now, this probably leans a little bit more towards people who are making content that maybe is more episodic, you know, actually making kind of entertainment types of shows. But I think it is interesting to know the difference between the two. The point is, get in there and start categorizing your content to get it more reach. Number 5 is create or join a challenge. And this was kind of surprising to me. I hadn't really thought this would be something that they would have spent some time on. I'm definitely aware of challenges that you can join to spread positivity and awareness, maybe for an issue or a cause that's meaningful for you. I think the reason that they talk about this is it's a great way to connect with the community at large and possibly generate more user-generated content and reach for a topic. So it says, post a video about the challenge to Facebook and Instagram, tag others to do the same, and include relevant hashtags. It's a great way to get creative and encourage your community to rally together, explore other trending challenges and hashtags, and join in to support a movement or major moment. You can also prompt your fans to post photos or videos around a certain theme or challenge, offering them a chance to have their content reshared by you. So it's kind of a user-generated content strategy. Okay, number 6 is highlight your stories. And the fact that they're talking about video in general, and then they drop in the stories, which definitely is a video format, it's a micro content video format, just again reminds me how important stories is to Facebook. I know not a lot of people are using Facebook stories. They don't like them as much as Instagram stories. I don't like them as much as Instagram stories. But remember, there is opportunity because it's not saturated yet. So it says, highlight your stories. Preserve and organize your top stories content around specific themes by adding them as highlights even after they disappear. So if you're familiar with Instagram stories, then you might know that you can create what are called Instagram story highlight albums. And these basically live on your profile. They are past Instagram stories that you've made at some point, and now you can save them into sort of a playlist, if you will, or a theme, and they live forever. They become permanent until you decide, if you ever do decide, to delete them. So I might have one about social media tips that I've given in the last few years. I might have one about my vacations that I've taken over the last few years. So they are promoting that you create your highlights. You can create story highlights on Facebook. If you didn't know that, you absolutely can. And I know you can do it on your personal profile. I've never done it on a business page before, but it says pull in stories content from your Instagram archives to keep it accessible. Consider making custom covers by posting the desired image in your stories. and then to highlights. Highlights appear below your profile photo and remain visible as highlights until you remove them. So it doesn't expressly say anything about Facebook stories. It actually says pull content from your Instagram archives. That makes me wonder if they are talking about just Instagram here, or if they are maybe alluding to the opportunity at some point to include some of your Instagram stories into your Facebook story highlights. I don't know. They don't say that in here. I'm just thinking out loud, making me wonder that. Because I did recently read an article that talked about how Instagram is testing, or Facebook is testing, allowing Instagram stories to be viewed on Facebook. So who knows? But I do know, because on my personal profile on Facebook, there is the option to make a highlight, and I've made one. I haven't done a bunch of them, but I've never seen it on the business page, so I'll have to go check that out. So those are the 6 tips that they're giving there. I'm going to be breaking up this PDF, and I'm going to be talking in a future podcast about the 6 tips they give for engaging fans and building community. That first portion was just for the 6 best practices for maintaining production and maximizing your content library. So they really are giving you a lot of help here. I think sometimes we just have to read through the lines and kind of understand, you know, the history of the algorithms and what they're looking for, and to kind of pick this apart. So hopefully this podcast has been helpful for you. Again, I'm going to drop the link to this PDF and that blog in the show notes. And again, if we haven't connected on the gram, I would love to connect with you there. You can find me at chelsea.peitz. That's P-E-I-T-Z. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye.